Born in Ice by Nora Roberts. To all my ancestors who traveled across the foam, I've been a wild rover for many the year. The Wild Rover. Prologue. The wild wind raced, cursing across the Atlantic, and pounded its fists over the fields of the West Counties. Hard, needlepoint bullets of rain beat on the ground and sliced through a man's flesh to batter his bones. Flowers that had bloomed brilliantly from spring through autumn blackened under the killing frost. In cottages and pubs, people gathered around fires and talked of their farms and their roofs, the loved ones who had emigrated to Germany or the States. It hardly mattered whether they had left the day before or a generation. Ireland was losing its people, as it had all but lost its language. There was the occasional talk about the Troubles, that endless war in the north. But Belfast was far from the village of Clonmihil, in miles and emotions. People worried more about their crops, their animals, and the weddings and the wakes that would come with winter. A few miles out of the village, in a kitchen warmed with the heat and scents of baking, Breanna Concannon looked out of the window as the ice-edged rain attacked her garden. "I lose the columbine, I'm thinking, and the foxglove." It broke her heart to think of it, but she had dug up what she could and stored the plants in the crowded little cabin out back. The gale had come so quickly. "You'll plant more in spring." Maggie studied her sister's profile. Bree worried about her flowers like a mother over her babes. With a sigh, Maggie rubbed her own bulging belly. It still astonished her that it was she who was married and carrying a child, and not her home-loving sister. "You'll love every minute of it, I suppose."